I see cookies.
Yeah, can you pass,
we got cookies.
Pass those,
we got cookies.
Well, Jess just got here.
I just got here.
I got cookies.
I got cookies. Well, I knew I was late, so I was like, here. I got
cookies. Jess just pulled into the driveway. We did the, if I see Jess, that's the first thing I'm going to say to her. Out the window so she could hear us. And we hear Jess from down in my driveway so all my neighbors could hear. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then I ran. So
you
I
did,
be
run. Did run.
So there was a small conversation. Jason and I were talking about chocolate chip cookies, and he says Aaliyah makes the best chocolate chip cookies.
Correct.
Which she should. That's his wife, mm-hmm. and she should make the best chocolate chip cookies. But I just wanted to also share mine as a close second.
That little short
for
little...
For everybody else.
That little short little chubby...
Don't talk... I'm right here. Guess.
That little Pillsbury Doughboy makes the best chocolate chip cookies. That's what.
But
I
you know
think.
What? Good ones. That's the thing. We are on fall break this week, and so I, you know, they call them bake.
All
they
the
call
same
them
flavors.
Yes, oh. They call them break and bake.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I rolled them out in a cookie sheet and cut them so that every night before bed we can have warm chocolate chip cookies and cut and yeah.
Use butter.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, see, use too much butter.
You taking bites? We're taking bites
Why
now?
Why don't you use too much
you
butter?
You go half butter. Whatever your butter is, replace half of it with Crisco.
Oh, I don't use Crisco in my house.
Oh. You have to.
No, I don't, Jason.
What's wrong with Crisco?
You know what I do?
It's vegetable oil.
No, it's not.
It's oh, lard.
No. Yes, it's lard.
It's lard. I'll
I
get,
know that because...
You know what? Then I'll get real lard from the farmer's market. Sure. I'll use that. I won't use Crisco.
My dad, my freshman year
That's
of
all
football,
I use Crisco for.
My freshman year
really?
Of football, my dad called me lard
it,
ass.
It firms them up better.
There's some good
doing that.
I like them like this.
Well, of course, you made it.
I know, but that's just the chocolate
teasing.
Chip cookie I'm used
teasing.
To.
I'm busting your balls.
It's a good cookie, right?
Oh, more cookies.
Here's
more
the thing. I just had ice cream.
You did?
I was a little early coming over. I'm like, I'm going to go get a little
I gotta
ice cream.
I got to go get a bottle of water. Somebody want one?
Yes,
somebody
I want one.
Take one,
sorry.
Baby.
Make it two, make it three.
I should probably have one. I had 48 ounce beer for lunch.
That a girl. That
at lunch?
At lunch.
Where did you eat lunch?
Guadalajara.
You went all the way to Guadalajara?
All the way to East Washington Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that your go-to Mexican?
Mm-hmm.
Is it pretty standard? Is it like our Laja?
Yes,
Laja?
It's exactly okay. like okay. that. Yeah. But we call it Mexico. That's what my kids have always called
Mexico. Let's go to Mexico.
Let's go to Mexico. But yes. I had lunch with an adult,
that's
so
great.
I had to say, would you like to meet me at Guadalajara?
Okay.
Yesterday we had me and Josh had lunch, and the server was basically like, just got to warn you, it's a big boy beer. And I was like, I'm drinking at 11:30.
Oh, what a horrible thing to yeah. say. I hope you cut her
But they looked at you, right?
Yeah.
Not the two of them?
They weren't even there yet.
Okay.
I got there a little early. So
you do have to pre-drink when you have lunch with those two.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Where'd you go?
Were you there at the meeting yesterday, Wednesday?
Yeah.
And when we asked, raise your hand if?
Oh, yeah.
Can you guys say what the raise your hand if was?
Yeah.
Go.
There was two
levels.
Okay.
Raise your hand if you are on an anti-anxiety
or
antidepressant medicine.
And who all raised their hand?
I'm not going to say who.
No,
it's just
half.
The quantity. Oh, it was more than half.
Everyone but Jason and I.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah. No, it was. And then it was raise your hand if you have a chemical imbalance.
No, if you've been officially diagnosed.
Is this for a sponsor?
There was maybe one.
No.
Thank
you.
They were just, I don't know why we were.
That's a real, you, I feel like you could all sue.
Oh, that's
such
very
sue
worthy. But we know within the confines of, especially the building, but definitely that conference room,
mm-hmm.
anything goes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes it not
anything
okay.
Anything goes. I'm not saying it's okay. Thanks for the water, Chick.
You're welcome.
Good job, Chicky.
Sorry, we're eating cookies and drinking water. You know what? Rice milk doesn't go real good with cookies. You got to have the full.
You got to have whole milk.
Yeah.
What is rice milk? Is that?
I've been on rice milk for quite a while.
Why are you on rice milk? What is the?
It is. I was trying to cut back on dairy anyway, but it has about half the sodium or about two-thirds the sodium that normal. So I had to cut my sodium way back.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do.
It's really sad.
We do almond milk, organic
yeah.
almond milk.
I'm totally for almond milk too, but for some reason rice has a little.
It's smoother?
It's a little smoother. Almond has a really distinctive flavor affects what you're
You know
eating.
How many almonds you have to milk to get a gallon?
Mm.
Millions.
Great piece.
Their nipples
from,
are so small.
What's his name? I just lost his name. Black, his last name Black.
Lewis.
Lewis Black. has a great thing on almond milk. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's you're not milking anything.
No, it's nut juice.
It's almond juice.
Yeah.
But no one's going to buy almond juice. Yeah.
No, if you say nut juice, nut juice, that's gross. Yeah.
Working that nut. Working that nut. Get that juice.
Jeffy.
So
really?
When I told you these were cakey, these are like little cakes.
No, they're a little cakey.
Mm-hmm. I told you.
Uh-huh.
Jess also made chili on Monday and brought it for us.
I did.
I looked in the fridge. Everyone's chili's in there. I took mine home. I didn't know we weren't supposed to.
Yourself.
Okay, all right. Because I was eating it in my boxers on Monday on the couch, and I was like,
"Sounds like a dream come true."
I hope I'm okay with.
All right.
Yeah,
you're okay.
Yeah,
we pretty much figured you're going to take all the food home. Regardless.
Yeah, it was good.
Good.
Tell the story you said told at lunch yesterday about how you leave little Nora before you go get in the shower.
Oh, when I wake up in the morning, it's the highlight of my day. The only bright point. I wake up and little Nora is just like laying on her stomach with her paws up in the air, or her back with her paws up in the air. And then she'll be on the blankets, and I'll take the blanket and I'll tuck her in where just her little head is poking out the blankets, and she doesn't even move. And I leave the shower door open so I can pull the shower curtain and just see her while she's sleeping, and she's just laying there. And then I go to work, and then
all hell breaks.
And then you want to kill yourself.
See, you can't peek that early.
Yeah. See, you know what? Whenever my dog stays asleep, I'm scared that she's dead.
Oh, I check sometimes. I gotta check for a pulse.
No, I'm serious. My dog's 12, though.
True, yeah. Yeah.
Your dog's not even a
but
year
I'm
old.
Just always, I'm
you're
terrified.
You're nervous,
it
is.
Because yeah. You gotta check their little tummy and see if it's puffing in and out.
Yeah, are you kidding me? What? Like, if I wake myself up snoring and I don't wake her up too, I'm like, hey, are you awake down there?
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
When Jeff got here, I got here right before him, and he's, you know, it's pretty nice out, and he's got the window down. Little Nora Jones hanging out. She sees me and loses her mind.
Right.
But I'm not sure she was necessarily glad to see me because I had an ice cream cone in my hand.
Oh, did she recognize the ice cream cone?
She just wants the ice cream. The pup cup.
Has she had the pup cup?
She has the pup cups. Okay. She's got
what do they give you for a pup cup? Is that full dairy?
Whipped cream. I don't know.
Cream?
I'm not sure.
I don't either.
I've always wondered.
I thought it was whipped cream when I used to get them at Starbucks.
Will your dogs eat anything?
No.
No? What does your dog? No, what do your dogs not eat?
Well, I don't know. I've never offered them anything I know they wouldn't take.
Really?
Yeah.
Honey is very, like, she's meat and cheese. She doesn't, and she peanut butter. But
charcuterie?
Yes, she won't. She needs a nice charcuterie board. But she doesn't eat sweet stuff.
Do you think they
serve? She doesn't eat bread.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't eat vegetables. If you get her a dog food with green beans in it, she'd the big...
Spit it out?
The big F-U. Yeah, she won't.
Really?
Yeah, she will not fuck with green beans.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, didn't she used to get her plate? She gets her own plate now still.
At Thanksgiving.
At special and Christmas and
yes, if there's a dinner, then she also gets a plate.
Part of the family.
She should.
She's part of the family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very easily the best Michael Jackson song.
Did I ever tell you? Oh, yeah, it's my favorite.
But this isn't Michael Jackson.
Ever tell you the story of my daughter, the baby daughter?
Yes, it is Michael Jackson. I thought it was the remix that I was
I'm playing the real thing. She.
She heard Chris Brown's She Ain't You.
Who did?
My youngest daughter.
Oh.
And she says, oh, this is a great song. This is a great song.
Had
and I
no
go,
idea.
I go, that's Michael Jackson remix. What? No, it's not. And I played Human Nature. Mind blown.
Mm-hmm.
She had no idea.
Okay, but Chris Brown ripped off a ripoff because SWV did this in a remix.
So SWV was first?
Yes.
So they were the first to steal it.
They were the first. And I'm sure they're not the only two. This is...
What is single white? Is that... What are they? What is it? SYV. What is it?
What?
SWV.
SWV.
Single
SWV?
White.
No. Sisters with voices.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Nothing white in there,
SWV.
Brother.
SWV.
Sisters with voices.
Is there another one that's just known by initials? Single white male.
No. There's in Vogue and
NWA.
And no, not that either.
Well, what's that, Jeff?
I don't know.
My teen years were shaped by SWV and the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack.
That's where she sets a car on fire, right?
The angry black women really shaped my teenage years.
Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show, the show for angry black women. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason Hofstetz. That's
definitely our key demographic.
Yeah. Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert. Michelle Obama listens. That's what I understand.
Mm-hmm. She endorses this
she
podcast.
She downloads every episode.
She's not angry.
No, she's not angry. Well,
I heard
lately she is. Yeah.
Oh. I heard she just bought a car through her car.
She's real angry, actually.
Oh. Oh.
Someone shook her to her very core, she said.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I wonder who that would have been.
Yeah, I know. Probably the same guy that's done to everyone.
Hurt.
Oh.
Well, we're 10 minutes in. It took 10 minutes for us to say something about it.
It's hard not to talk about it because it's everywhere.
Yeah,
you know?
Let's not, though. Let's give the people a break.
So, you know
let's
what
give
I
the
like.
People a break.
You know what I like about it?
Let's give
it's really,
break.
Let's try to do it without mentioning any names. I think it's very interesting. I think it's like an anthropological experiment. I think, I don't know how it's come to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really down with, I'm not really favoring either candidate at this point. I don't know what to do.
Down with OPP.
From the that's standpoint,
that's who I'm down with.
Should I back? Should I back a candidate just because the time has come that we have a female president? Should I back a candidate that I feel like we should scorched earth and shit can the whole system and we'll start over as soon as?
God, I feel like every
elected,
day.
You know?
I feel like every day we get closer and closer to having to say Spangle, you're right.
No, no,
something
no.
amazing.
Well, no. In the green room, there's
as I told Spangle today, I like my presidential candidates to be smarter than me. Okay, and I'm
is
not
he
gonna,
dumb?
Oh.
No.
What or
Gary Johnson?
What or who is Aleppo? That was my favorite. So
we were talking about this in the green room today. Apparently, some of our listeners, our libertarian listeners, like, oh, the Chick McGee show is trapped by the bipartisan politic formula.
Yeah, Spangle, you have to do something about that.
You guys know that he has like a group of internet trolls
sure.
that he can sick on you at any moment.
Oh,
so if you would think that he didn't do that to the show.
The Chick McGee show is terrorizing. Chris Spangle, JeffEbert.com on a million times yeah, on every yeah, yeah. post.
Wait a minute, hold it. What was that?
JeffEbert.com.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
JeffEbert.com has also shown up on every blonde on brunette.
I feel bad.
Then episode 3 drops today, by the
yeah?
way.
Yeah? What are you guys making?
Mimosas.
Rum
drinks.
Right?
Oh, rum.
Rum drinks.
Right,
we did
rum.
Mimosas last
the
week.
The Kraken?
The Kraken.
You released the Kraken?
We almost died, yeah.
I want to go back to the libertarian thing. I saw a quote.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it applies. I'm just going to let. I'm just going to lay it on the table,
okay,
oh,
and let you have out.
Is this anything
it.
Like Jew Dog?
No.
Okay.
because someone said, I thought I was libertarian mm-hmm. until I met one.
Oh boy, we're all going to be now. Remember all of this the next time your Twitter is hijacked.
Just, no,
or,
no, no. I just saw it and I presented it, you and you do what you want with it.
It's the same way as a vegan. Yeah, vegan sounds yeah. good, and then you meet one, and it's all they fucking talk about.
You know,
sorry,
Colin Kaepernick
is vegan.
Is a recent vegan.
Love
and
his hair.
I heard this yesterday.
That's how
on
it gets so pretty.
A reputable sports outlet. They said that the 49ers. He's starting this week against mm-hmm. the Bills. And this is his first start since he started to take a knee and sat and for the national anthem, which say what you want, it started the national
movement.
You know, exchange. Mm-hmm.
I was at a high school volleyball game whatever. Where the high school volleyball girls volleyball team did it.
There you go. So if anything, it makes people socially aware. But my point is, they said that he, being a vegan, his arm isn't nearly as strong as it was because he's not eating meat.
Yeah, for sure.
I know. Have you seen? There's a documentary about a vegan who is a marathon runner,
mm-hmm.
And I mean, he talks about like he'll stop during the run and find grass that he knows is safe or a plant, and he'll eat it for nourishment to get him through the rest of the run. But there's also times where he just passes out.
Yeah.
He literally passes out. The meat that we have that is readily available at the grocery store is not your best choice if you're going to consume meat. I think that if you're going to consume meat, you should probably go like with organ meat. That's your that's the healthiest thing for mm-hmm. a human to consume.
You mean like liver?
Consume, yeah.
Oh, I like liver.
Heart.
Monkey brain?
Yeah. I don't think.
Indiana Jones, monkey brain soup.
Yeah.
Ew. I've never
Do you remember
seen
that
Jones.
Before the days of the internet and the one controversial video that we all sort of underground was Faces of Death?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard about that.
We talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that time because I couldn't remember what it was called. It wasn't Faces to Death.
Well, that was one of them. But yours,
one, but the
no,
other
it's
one,
not Faces mine. To Death. It's Faces of Death.
Faces of Death. But there's another one that I was talking about, but I can't remember.
Yeah,
somebody
and,
tweeted
and
it
And it
out
was
me,
a
I
lady that actually tweeted
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
you,
I can't remember what it's
yeah,
called.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
I
about.
I tried to put it out of my brain.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
want to
a
think
bad
about
one.
You know, you said just lady, just like Jerry.
Lady. We could always vote for Jill Stein. No? Okay.
R.L. Stine, the writer of Goosebumps books?
No, but if that person ran, I would vote for them.
I probably
first.
Would too. Choose what, your own adventure.
What were you watching today?
What was I watching
Dragon
today?
Ball Z or Dragon something?
Dragon Ball Z? Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. It's some anime cartoon thing.
It's an anime fighting cartoon where they
why are you
harness the energies of...
Max is watching it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Whenever I read your tweet, it was like... I forget what the tweet was, but it said
after this episode of Dragon Ball Z, I'm going to take a shower and get my life together.
Yeah, and it was in quotes, and I go, oh, it's going to say Max Hooker after this. And then it said me, and I was like, oh, okay. Jess is watching Dragon Ball Z, and...
Yeah.
Just so you're aware, are you a Dragon Ball Z fan?
Well, no, he's watching. Okay, here's why I watched it, because it was like, hey, because I monitor screen time, and I was like, hey, at 1 o'clock, this is over. Okay, that's fine. And he was like, that's cool. I'm on episode 36. And I was like, how many episodes are there? And he was like, there's 39. And I was like, God damn it, where were we for the last 36 episodes? Which he's been watching it for a month, so mm-hmm. It's not a big deal, but yeah.
The bad part about this is one episode is what, 30 minutes and nothing happens. Like 5 minutes of action happens. 20, it's just a bunch of like.
Yeah, but somebody, they were like, hey, you really have to watch 5 episodes to get caught up. Gray Matter Splat. I was
just going
to
say, my nerd buddy at Gray Matter Splat, hey, Mike, he knows all about this sorts of thing.
Do you know that he has the same real name as a cousin of mine? And so, like, I get it confused and I don't know which is which.
Gray Matter?
No, his real name. Oh.
On his recommendation, I believe I bought the DVD set of Dungeons and Dragons, the cartoon, that only had 27 episodes and had the kid that looked like me in it. Mm-hmm. The kid with the shield looks just like you. It looks like you too, Jeff.
Yeah, he looks like Jason. He looks like Jason. Definitely looks like Jason.
Yeah, I showed you the picture, didn't I?
Yeah, you said
didn't
it.
You tweet it? Did you tweet
no,
it?
No, I did not, because that seems a little too close to...
You should. That's what you should be for Halloween. Are you guys dressing up for Halloween?
I haven't dressed up in a while.
I said it before, I'll say it again. For the 11th straight year, I've not been invited to a Halloween party, but then I'm not invited to any of the parties at the station. Yeah. So.
Well, you know what? That party is...
But how many parties would
station,
you want to
so
go to?
Probably
not. Not yet. Yeah. There's not many. I haven't gone to a Christmas party.
Well, it's been a couple of years.
They still have Christmas parties? I don't think they had one last year. I don't know. Either way, a lot of times they were just by yourself.
If you don't have money to pay people, you don't have money to have a Christmas party.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah.
I thought Blonde on Brunette was having a Halloween party.
Yeah, it might just be Caitlin and I on my back porch. So
okay, all right.
Don't judge.
Yeah. That happens.
What kind of feedback are you getting on your videos?
How did Chick McGee show people find a Blonde on Brunette?
I feel like you just search Blonde on Brunette. I don't know. It's my friend. Caitlin is the brains behind this
I would
operation.
Imagine that there are a couple of entries for Blonde on Brunette on the internet.
Yeah, just
a few. Well, I think that we need to start posting our... conversations, our text conversations, because sometimes I don't even know what's going on. But I know, here's the thing, the biggest concern is we're 78% male, 22% female right now, so we should probably... I was really disappointed, ladies.
So you're a very pro girl power, but you're getting a lot of guys watching.
Well, I mean that's why I said and so my response was, did we fuck up with the name? Did we sell out with the name? Yes, we sold out. We sold out big time.
If you wanted a bunch of dudes, yeah.
Do you get the feeling that they're waiting?
There's women who search Blonde on Brunette.
Are there guys?
Yes, but those men guys, are more likely.
Are those guys hoping you guys will wrestle? Is that what they're hoping?
Yes. So that's what it came down to, is that either we can be more vocal as feminists, or we can make drinks in our bikinis, and we haven't decided which we're going to do.
Well, you better do the bikinis soon, because it's getting chilly.
Well, maybe it'll make it better.
Supposed to be back up in the 80s next week, Monday and Tuesday.
It is?
What? Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Nice.
No.
Yep.
No,
it's we're not done with 80 degree weather yet.
It doesn't matter. Either the kids are sweating in their Halloween costumes, or we're putting parkas on over them. It doesn't.
Why is it every time you say the word sweating, I expect the next word to be balls?
Sweating balls.
Sweating balls.
Did a sweat drop down
on your balls? Did you see that?
Did you see that?
Somebody even sent us that.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Can do. I can go from a window, okay, to the wall. Interesting.
What are you willing to do for this job? I can go to the window? Ooh, that's good.
To the wall. To the wall. Oh, interesting. Until the sweat runs down. Get out.
did you guys say what you were going to be for Halloween? Jess, do you know?
I know that I have one costume. I have multiple costumes.
Do you recycle?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, God, Jeff, what kind of slum do you think I am? Wait, I do first costume, for sure costume is I'm Garth, Max's Wayne.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Is he still going to be your Wayne?
He is going to be my Wayne, but I said, if you want to do this with your friends, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, that's cool. I'm actually going to do something different with my friends. But this, I'm going to do this with you for the family party.
Oh. So when you say family party at your house?
Yeah.
On Halloween?
Usually. Like, okay. I just make food and people stop by and they say, hey, right. And there's a dog in the studio.
Why is there a dog in the studio?
It's the worst one.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, keep her, Jeff. What are you doing, Jeff? She's going to look out. She's going to take a cord.
Like a goddamn bowl in a studio.
She's just happy to see people.
No, she's not. She's dumb.
I'm not saying she isn't.
Max is also going to be a clown. With people. But he's literally doing just the clown. Like, he's doing classic clown. White face.
Clowns are big right now.
Black triangles. Whoa,
easy.
White face is not PC in 2016.
White face is PC if you're being a clown.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, he needs to be careful, though. He needs to be careful about being a clown.
Is anybody keeping up on this? I've seen a lot of headlines, but I just don't know if it's clickbait.
I don't think any of it's on the up and up about. I think it's all people just dressing up like clowns, seeing if they can get on the internet.
So here's something interesting. Max and Addie's dad, John, is running for school board. John Hooker for school board. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I am.
You can find that at Jeff Herbert.
and we've had to be very careful about how Max is dressed if they're putting up yard signs after dark because people get really freaked out. People are being really freaked out about what people are doing in their yards. We'll have people send a text and say, hey, just drop a sign in our yard.
Oh, sure.
So if they're making rounds and dropping signs in yards, Max had a black stocking cap on when he left last night. We were like, no. Like, you need to put on a neon vest and everything before.
He has a neon vest?
We do have a neon vest because if they ride their bicycles after dark or something, then that's.
I'm just going to put on this red wig and go drop these
signs in the yard. Yeah. But apparently, Max dropped a sign in the yard. They said there was a lot of cars parked outside of this house. And so Max's like, I'll just jump out real quick. Well, apparently Max may or may not have broke up a makeout session because he was standing by one of the cars on the street and pushed it in. Somebody opened the door and he was like, what are you doing? Max's like, John Hooker for school board. And he just put the sign in there, got back in the car, and he said to his dad, he was like, they had blankets and there were articles of clothing on the trunk. Yeah, articles of clothing on the truck. He's like, what were they doing? And John's like,
they were sorting their laundry, young man.
They were headed to the laundromat.
You stay in the house. You stay in the car.
Yeah, it was funny.
Is that
Ronald? Is that you?
This is not me.
Is that me in the rescue jacket?
No, but it looks like it could be.
Let me see that.
It's someone local, a local sports guy.
Oh, Derek.
It's JMV.
No.
Who is it? Chris Hagan. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Was I not supposed to say it?
No, I just was putting it up. But he's a Redskin. Look at that little Redskin cutie. But unfortunately, he's next to
Ronald McDonald.
Oh. A creepy Ronald McDonald from what? Late 70s?
Look at that Ronald McDonald hairline. Yeah.
Okay. Ronald McDonald's in hiding.
Yeah, he can't pee on.
But look at that hair. That hair is amazing.
The hairline, yeah. It's all the way down.
I mean, that is like huge.
You can tell that's Chris Hagan now.
Yeah.
I didn't know he grew up a Redskins
Huygens?
Fan.
That's Huygens.
Huygens.
I don't know where he did grow up, actually. He's a good guy.
I feel like when you're little, a lot of times you just have random sports stuff. Like I had an Arkansas Razorback shirt.
See, there's no excuse at your age to have random things.
You know
like
what?
That.
No, right. Yes, there is.
Everything
because your mom
is
went to Kohl's.
Readily
it was
available.
On the,
okay.
No, his mom was at Kohl's. It was on the clearance rack, and that's how that happened.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was
Kohl's. Whenever I was like five. I think it was Goodwill. I think it was a Goodwill Razorback. It was my brother's, and then it was mine.
Oh. There were Kohl's around.
Go Razorbacks. Oh, yeah. My mom says Kohl's cash out
Kohl's
the ass.
Kohl's cash is huge.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, you
is
can.
Is it me?
Kohl's cash and Starbucks. White women everywhere just blah.
Every time I start out with is it me, it's always me. But my point is, have you ever tried to check out at Kohl's lately?
Yeah.
It's quite
takes
the
forever.
Process.
You can
say
that about any store.
Yeah,
right?
No, I think if
you know how much
like
you
it.
Saved, you know how much you here's a, what it's did you like a card? Would you like a blah, blah, blah.
It's like that everywhere. I make the joke.
I don't think you're saving anything.
That's what
I make the joke. Yeah, they mark it up so they can.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
But I say the joke, and I don't know if I've said it. I don't know if it's a joke. I think it's a very honest. I think it's true, and I probably have said it on here before. But what Janet Jackson did to broadcasting everywhere is exactly what the Target breach has done to every other fucking store. It's caused everybody a pain in the ass because of one incident.
That right. chip. That
so
chip.
So now
I think,
we have
came
to use
around.
That chip, yep. And now I lose 30 more seconds of my life standing in fucking line doing that. I'm going to go back to cash because I'm tired of it.
When the chip works, it works very well.
Mm-hmm. No, but it takes too long. Work. It still takes too long.
I was in a store last night.
As long
night.
As I don't have to sign, you don't it's like to fine. Sign? As yeah. long as you don't. Some of you have to do both. I'm like, why do you even?
Yeah, yeah. What's anyway. The point?
I was in a store last night where the chip reader, they had a card that went in the chip reader already.
To say don't use the card?
And it had the chip. Store logo on it, and you just slid your card if it had a chip. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
what's
I
the point?
I don't know, but yeah, why don't we just do that? Why don't we all
That's
the stores
what I don't
have
understand.
That?
Why is it not mandatory for all of them to participate in the chip?
Yeah.
That's I why
know.
I don't get
Marsh. Well, because it costs
Marsh.
The money.
Marsh doesn't use the chip.
Because it costs the money to switch over their machines.
They put a Marsh Fresh Idea card in the chip thing and then wrote with a Sharpie, no chip. That's what it is in NuPo.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, why are you using a chip? Why aren't you using your Kohl's credit card anyway at Kohl's?
I am.
Okay.
That's the guy who doesn't have Kohl's cash.
Well, I'm fine if – actually, I think about it. I'm fine about them asking a lot of questions when I check out because that just covers up me everything I've stolen. And shoved down my pants as I'm checking out. They
When's
don't
the last time you stole something?
Shoplifted?
Yes.
I was probably 12 or 13 years old.
I wish we knew like a store manager at a Kohl's, let's say, and said, hey, well, we're going to test your system out here.
Oh, jeez.
We're going to steal some things. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we'll give them back, but we're going to test your employees.
I need new paddles for my,
obviously.
For my KitchenAid. I mean, if anybody's going in.
We walk out, get away with it, hop in the car and leave. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, mm-hmm. If we get away with it, we get to keep what we took.
When I was
trying
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think that's fair.
He just
that's
said
a reality
we're going to give it
show.
All back, though.
No,
that's what you tell them.
That's my take.
So we're going to lie and steal.
That's a reality show.
Let's
you
kill the manager while we're at it. How about that?
Okay. Yeah.
Holier
did that
than
jump
now
up
over there?
A little bit?
Yeah, take it down a notch.
Well, whenever I went and bought jeans yesterday, I had to get jeans, and I picked out the jeans, and the guy goes, okay, well, I'll ring you up, and I go, I'm going to look around still. He goes, well, I'll take those jeans and hold on to them. I'll put them behind the counter.
Where were you?
I was at the Castleton Mall, so maybe that was why.
Yeah,
but
that's probably why.
I was like, I look like a respectable young man. I'm not trying to.
Where were you?
I wanted to say, you know what? Maybe I don't need these jeans.
Were you a Hollister?
Too
no.
respectable.
I was at a place called Tully's.
Oh yeah. That's that's like it's for teenage boys.
It's a skateboard. Yeah. They have pants in my size.
That's
Jason.
All.
Well,
that's
yeah.
an all girl store.
Skinny
okay.
Old. They're called skinny by skinny by skinny.
Yeah, normal skinny jeans fit me like normal jeans.
I bet you're the size of.
Be careful,
Emma.
Be careful, there,
no,
heavyweight.
No, Emma's bigger than him. the lead singer of the Rolling Stones. What's his face?
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger. Yes, you're about that
Mick
size.
Mick Jagger. You didn't know who Mick Jagger was.
I know. My brain's a little fried. Okay,
Tom has ruined me answering anyone's question, filling in the blanks for anyone.
What? Do you think that should be a size? Like, there's Mick Jagger and
Mick
then
Jagger
there's...
size. I think Mick Jagger is like meth addict size. I think that's what
he's
it is.
Pretty methy.
I'm pretty methy. Yeah.
Pretty
what
methy.
Brand,
I'll admit it.
Do you like? I know. Like, if you buy a pair of jeans, like, what if you buy Levi's? What number do you buy?
Well, it depends. 501, which I love, but they haven't come out. They haven't come out with a nice color yet. They've got that weird blue that I don't care for. I like a really dark jean, which is lucky.
You like lucky?
Lucky jeans, 42-34 in the super. It's called super skinny or something, and it fits me great. I don't
really?
Get it. Yeah,
I love that line in the John Fox song. I'm taller laying down than standing.
Oh yeah.
Standing
oh, yeah. What's your Levi?
32-32, baby.
32-32.
Now do you? Were you?
Now
are,
I've crept up.
Are you?
I used to be 30. I think I might have one day been like 30-34.
Yeah.
I think I shrunk and got a little.
But are you 33 and you scratch off the 3 and put a 2
no,
on there?
No, Jerry, I don't.
All right, Jerry.
I don't know.
28, 30. Depends on where I'm getting them from.
Yeah.
I found.
You got any of that say methy?
Yes.
The cheaper the jeans, the bigger they have to be. I don't know what that's all about. But the more expensive they are, the bigger they are. Is that? Am I getting that right?
You mean the bigger they run? They're
right,
not the bigger they are.
Like polo, I can wear almost 40s. I can. Almost,
yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
It's probably. Yeah, they want you to think you're smaller.
You can buy more. Yeah, there's a...
Like they make you feel good about yourself.
I hate trying on clothes.
I went to a Levi's outlet one time on the very, 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 very far south end of Indiana. Well, for me anyway.
You mean
Evansville?
Louisville?
No.
Oh.
Edinburgh. There's an outlet
That's
mall.
Not the very...
That's the deep south.
You mean the south, the very, very south side of Indianapolis.
Of where I shop, yes, that's what I meant.
Okay, your shopping radius.
My shopping radius, you know, that's as far south as I go.
You think you guys would speak Jess a little bit more than you do. Okay? Yeah.
Okay. But I went there and I was like, hey, these are the jeans that I want. And she was like, oh, you're going to have to go to a more urban area to find that. I was like, what? She was like, we don't sell that style here.
Dead ass!
What is the band name?
SWV.
That's SWB. Sisters with Booty.
Yeah.
That's my band. I don't know.
It's a good band.
So I couldn't. But they have new ones. They have a super skinny for people with a butt. Because my waist is like a size 8, and my ass and my hips are like a size 12. It's hard to
fit. It's nice
that
they're considering people with booty now.
I know.
It took to 2016.
It did.
I'm very long-waisted. How did we get on this topic?
Does anyone else sweat when they're trying on clothes?
Oh, I sweat like I'm breaking into a house. I tell you what, it's awful.
Because this is what happened. I'm looking for a size that fits me. I try on like 5 pairs.
Right.
None of them fit. And then I start sweating. And then I just get frustrated. And I go, I'll take this pair. And I leave. And they don't fit. And I waste my money.
That's on you.
I know.
Mr. Practical, have you ever done anything unpractical?
Yes,
have you ever lost your mind?
I absolutely have, but
have you ever made a mistake in your life?
Yes. I'll just take these. Well, if they didn't fit, why did you buy them?
Well, they kind of fit.
Do you feel like after you wash them, they'll fit?
Yeah.
My favorite thing is, first of all, buying something and then yelling, putting it right on, baby.
Yeah.
And then buying something a little bit big and washing the hell out of it and shrinking it up in the hot water and then wearing it.
Yeah, but
you got to be careful what it's made of, though, right?
Yeah, what do you do?
Do you go, okay, if it's full cotton, I can dry.
I had a delightful wool quarter zip that I just love.
Oh, no.
And
does wool shrink?
It probably would fit Nora Jones if he
I accidentally.
The dog or the girl?
I was being careless, mm-hmm. and I just threw everything in the wash, it looked like a dog sweater when I pulled it out.
Yeah. Oh, no.
There's a way you can reverse that, though.
No way.
Yes, there is.
How?
I'll show you on Pinterest.
Well, you and Pinterest.
How many Pinterest things?
It's not just me. It's every woman across the world.
Yeah. How many things on Pinterest end up working? Have you tried a lot of them? Or
no, somebody said the other day, they're like, you have 11,000 pins on Pinterest. I was like, I know, I got to get busy.
Fall break, that's what it's
but
for.
But they're categorized, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like what category? Walk me through the categories.
The only thing I have on Pinterest.
I have great names
The
for
only
my
thing
categories
I have
on Pinterest.
On Pinterest is stuff that she sent me.
That's right.
The only thing that's true. Because
you got to pin this.
Yeah, no, I sent it to
I think
him
it was popular
email.
In my house for like 2 weeks.
Currently, it's hardwood floors. We're
I don't know what I said. Oh, I said the other day at my house, I was like, you know what? If I get up and meditate, like I get shit done for the rest of the day. Like I'm not on Pinterest looking at what I'm not going to do for the rest of the day.
I was at a college party at Purdue University and I kept going up to girls and being like, hey, you want to invite me onto Pinterest? And like, I was just trying to get
on
Pinterest.
How would that be good?
I don't know. I just want to be on Pinterest.
Oh, okay. So
you're quirky. Aren't
my
you?
First one right now, my most recent is a gender reveal party because my little sister is having a baby. And I'm having a gender reveal party. And I already know the gender. I got to listen to the voicemail last night.
Don't get a chocolate cake.
Ruin it.
Don't get a chocolate cake. Why?
Oh, well, because her husband's white. He thinks that would be funny.
You are... What is
quirky.
Wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm quirky.
No, you're evil. You're underneath.
No. I've been to a party like that. Yeah. And there was a black gentleman in the room.
And they laughed.
No. I said it to somebody else.
Have you seen the uncomfortable baby shower cakes that are out there? The baby shower cakes?
They're terrible. I just threw a baby shower for my sister-in-law, and I screenshot it, and I sent it, and I was like, here's your cake, and it's full vagina with a baby coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
It's disgusting.
And, like, sprinkled hair.
The little sprinkles are the hairs.
Baby's face is crying.
Do you guys want to come back to the second part of the Chick McGee Show brought to you by Podcast One after
but
this
first,
announcement?
TrueCar, let me tell you about TrueCar. Pricing information is great and necessary, of course, but there's more to car buying than just price. I mean, that's important, but there's the actual car buying experience. Does your stomach hurt when you think I got to go buy a car? Don't worry about it now with True Car, and if they're a True Car certified dealer, they're there to help you find the car you want, and they are what make True Car unique. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used car, you can get upfront pricing information, empowers you to find discounts off the list price for used cars, and get a better buying experience through the True Car certified dealer network, the TCDN. Just use the True Car website or the True Car app, and voila, you can find the new or used car that you want. With True Car pricing curve, you'll see what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. Now you know what a fair price is, so you can feel confident full speed ahead. Then you can get a guaranteed savings certificate from that True Car certified dealer. True Car users save an average of $3,279 off the old MSRP.
Yeah, just ask Michelle Obama. She bought a car in True Car.
With over 11,000 True Car certified dealers nationwide, over 2 million cars have been sold to True Car users, including Michelle Obama. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar.com or download the True Car app. Honestly, it's the best way to buy a new or used car. Enjoy the better car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Tell them the Chick McGee Show sent you at TrueCar.com. We'll be right back with part two of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Oh, she did the Shaka Khan song.
It sounded like you said Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan.
Sweet thing or something. Sweet thing.
Shaka Khan. And the sound of the
rain. Good God.
She's got a beautiful voice. Soulful? How about soulful?
Yeah.
Boy.
She's the gal that... When I look at her, and if she said, "Hold my hopes," I believe it.
Yeah.
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 It's part two of the Chick McGee Show with Mary J. Blige.
Blige.
If it's a day where I'm going to be cooking all day, you best believe Mary J. Blige is on.
Really?
In the kitchen, getting down. Aretha Franklin. Yep, all the good
you
ones.
You need some soul in your food?
Oh, and I'm singing as loud as I can the whole time. The kids, they that'll be burned in their brains every time they hear.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my jam. That's what I do. I was dancing today singing SWV's been for like the last 48 hours.
Yeah, okay.
A lot. And Max could hear me snapping. He goes, "What are you doing in there?" And I was in my room, which that's how I knew I was old, because nobody snaps when they dance anymore.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'm old, yeah. I snap.
You do snap?
Yeah.
Do you have a go-to dance move?
Sprinkler?
Oh, no, it's been the cooking it up and doing that lately. But now,
I like cooking it up. I might use that. I always do the sprinkler.
Sprinkler's a solid
one. Is there a good song for that, though? I mean, what's a good
Drake does
song?
That. Drake does that.
Oh, well, anyway, does. Go ahead. Yeah, because they show, they do other. Yeah.
Drake always looks like, when Drake's dancing, it always looks like he's breaking into a house.
Oh, he's tiptoeing. Yeah, that's true.
No,
sneaking around.
Mm-hmm. Carrie Underwood in the Sunday Night Football intro.
She does
She's
that
like
too.
Slinking, like,
like breaking into Al Michaels' house. Well, who broke into my house? Carrie Underwood, you break into my house.
The also the two telephones. You make two telephones in your hands and you stick your tongue out and just go.
That looks terrible.
I don't know about that.
I like that one.
Well, throwing the dice.
Oh, throwing the dice. He's doing the dice move too much.
That's on what is it?
Knocked up.
When's the last time you went dancing, Jeff?
Jeff.
You mean to go dancing instead of just
saying he's obviously been doing these moves as of late.
You guys, he invited us to go play pool. So he's obviously doing things that people were doing 20 years ago.
Let's go swing dance. The roaring 20s, man. 20s are coming up.
Do you go dancing? You just said a bar you were at that I know people go there to dance. Icon Lonely's.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have never heard it called.
I've never heard that either.
Ladies and gentlemen, some of my worst personal appearances of my life.
Oh, I thought you were going to say decisions.
Oh, God, no. Even I at that point didn't make those
Drew
decisions.
The line there.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Did you ever, did you do gigs there, or was it just all personal, like hanging out and...
Oh, no, you'd be there for a couple hours giving out stuff. And,
yeah. Oh, it was. So it was radio
yeah.
gig thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever told this radio gig that Chick had on the air.
Let's hear.
This was like...
I'll verify.
This is one of his best.
Okay.
Easily one of his best. Had to be. It was like at a spa. I think it was downtown. This was 20 years ago. And I was, you know, his sidekick for the gig. And I had, you know, whatever crap we hand out.
Time out.
Yes.
How long did it take for Chick to get into the cucumbers over the eyes bit? Did he do that?
I never saw him.
Oh, okay.
He came in, you know, maybe a little bit of schmooze, whatever, but then the ladies goes, all right, well, we're going to go do a little something and maybe do your nails and, you know, whatever.
Right.
Whisked him away to the back.
Oh, so you didn't have to do the appearance. You got
people,
all the stuff.
People came. Yeah, is Chick here? I'm like, well, he's in the back. Here's a bumper sticker.
I don't remember.
Hour
that.
Later, it's over.
Wow.
I remember they handed him a check. And we walked out.
So you got taken.
He got paid.
To be pampered. That's good. That's a good one.
Good for you.
It was amazing, yes. I don't think the place even exists anymore.
No remembrance of that. My nails done, I guess, or something. Huh?
Well, I mean, of course I say nails.
You're getting manicures before it was cool.
Yeah.
I used to get manis and pedis at the barber lounge all the time.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's cool.
Used to.
Never had one.
Really? I haven't had one in over.
I remember Tammy
year.
Pescatelli was on the show one morning, and I'd just gotten.
She's probably very complimentary.
Manicure, and she said, "I can't believe that Chick's nails look better than mine right now."
So, there you go.
Okay. Heinz Ward gets manicures, pedicures a lot.
Like really? When he played or now?
I don't know about now, but I know when he played, he's like, "Yeah, they're your tools. They're money makers. You got to take care of them."
Really?
Okay. Yeah, hangnail could wreck your game.
Yeah.
You don't even.
I respected that. Didn't like him, but I respected it because that's what football was about when I was growing up.
And that's why you get manicures today?
And that's why I get them today.
Have you had mani-pedis?
No.
Never?
I would be terrified of that lady touching me.
Are you very ticklish?
Oh, yeah. I can't. No, it wouldn't work. We should get mad.
We should go to one of those salon things together.
You two? Or all
I don't
of
know.
Us?
Just take a handful of people. Josh would probably love it. He could probably speak to them. Are they Korean or are they Vietnamese? I forget.
I think the place you want to go and the place Josh wants to go are very different.
Yeah, I think they shut down a couple of those.
Yeah, there was just a...
They did on the east side.
Just east side. Oh, was it east or west side?
Just there's, a lady arrested.
It was east side?
There's one on the east side that they just shut down. They brought the paddy wagon and collected them.
Do they still call it the paddy wagon?
I don't know.
Yes.
I know what it is when you're saying that.
Is that not PC? Is that not PC?
I knew you were talking about. I don't know.
Was that to
is Patty bad?
Yeah, Irish people are there.
Well, I think that is
good. Yeah,
back in the day.
Know.
Yeah,
there's
got to
be
Patty,
some. There's
got to
be some updated.
I'll fact check.
Some updated words, new words.
No, we got somebody for that.
I love.
No, we don't.
I love when those parlors or whatever get busted, and you find out the cops figured it out like months before, but they just kept going.
No, we got to make sure.
We got to make sure.
Kept getting the...
Buddy Mike can verify that for you if you'd like to talk to him later. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he worked.
MC.
He had to make sure that it was, yeah.
But he could never get to the big
I don't know.
Boom, if you will.
They didn't complete him?
Correct.
Hmm. Why not?
It's rude.
It's
just not done.
Well, partly, they, you know, there's guys that can hear what's going on.
Wait, what?
Well, they got super hearing?
Yeah, the paddy wagon.
Yeah.
Perhaps, it says.
Yes.
Because formerly many American police officers were of Irish descent.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Irishmen made up the large percentage of the officers in early police forces in American cities.
He might.
Well, this theory suggests that the.
If my buddy Rocco was in there, would I light the stove?
And the police forces led to the term paddy wagon.
You might, Rabbit. You might.
Hmm.
Anybody been arrested here?
No.
Like booked?
How about in cuffs? Anybody here in cuffs?
Oh no.
Nah, I've been taken to the station.
Underage?
Oh yeah, I was
public intox.
No, we were driving around and we were gonna go TP someone and we had toilet paper in the car.
Oh, you told us this story.
What?
Yeah. You
and they took you in for that?
And that someone, we just drove by a house that had already been TP'd.
They looked really guilty.
And the cops tried to stop. And the dude was like yelling in our faces like, don't lie to me. And it was like, okay.
He was?
Buddy. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, like they had meth or something.
So I'm the only one that's been cuffed?
Attaboy.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Bad boy. Chick McGee, bad boy of comedy.
Oh, I'm horrible.
I have not been cuffed. I've run from the police. Bad boy of radio. But I've never.
Yeah. You run from the police?
Yeah, I've run.
I run from the police.
Run from the police.
I did. I ran and I hid in a teepee in somebody's backyard.
There was a teepee in someone's backyard?
What did Ben Seifert. Sorry,
what
Ben.
Did you do? Oh, sorry, that's right. I know this story.
You do. And you know him, Ben, I think. Yeah.
How long were you in the teepee for?
Good man.
Until I saw him coming, then I ran in the cornfield. And I ran through the cornfield. My mom lived in the neighborhood across the cornfield, and so I ran to her house.
Smart.
And I heard other people running, and I was like, building 24B! 24B! Like 10 people showed up. Because they didn't have anywhere else to go.
How many kids were with you?
No, it's people. Everybody that was just running from the party.
That's what I'm saying. How many?
About 10 people showed up at my mom's. I don't know how many people were, but you heard other people running through the cornfield.
So it's a pretty good sized party.
Underage,
it was a huge party.
Just underage drinking.
All of us underage drinking.
My freshman year of college, I went to a party at Indiana University, and everyone there was pretty much underage. And the cops show up, and I don't know if this is true, but they're like, yeah, if you just lock the door, they can't come in. So it was like four of us in the bathroom. Also, earlier in the night, I told everyone that I was the heir to the Eli Lilly company or whatever. And so
I'm Jeff Lilly.
Yeah. I was born too early or you were born too late. I'm not sure which. We should have hung out.
Oh, good party.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're in this bathroom and it's me, my best friend, who's a girl, and then her roommate and like two other people that I don't know. And they throw her. So lights are out. It's quiet. All of a sudden, throw the window open, and her roommate goes, I'm not going back to jail, and jumps out, runs off in the night. We didn't see her until the next morning. And, of course, like we come out of the bathroom, and the cops are just like, yeah, just turn it down and be safe. Like, don't be stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great. Yeah. I'm not going
back. Lousy screws!
Yeah. Sounds like a scene out of The Simpsons.
It does.
It was, it was pretty funny.
I remember freshman or sophomore year of high school, my buddy's dad came and picked us all up, mm-hmm. and we had instructions to. And he had a van, a big van. Wear dark clothing, ideally with a hoodie. We have a mission, and boom, you start and all like, oh, what? My buddies are here, cool, yeah. And they had a ton of toilet paper, and we TP'd the hell out of somebody's place. I don't even remember who or why. I just remember
the dad arranged it.
The dad called us, the dad drove us around. It might have been his son, Brady, called me. But he said, hey, here's the mission. Here's what we're doing. Just be ready. Da-da-da. We'll pick you up. And we picked up all the buddies, and we went to – and we tore up a place.
Just somebody very specific?
Yeah. I wish I even remember when. That's funny. I remember who it was.
You don't know why?
But it was awesome. I'm like, oh, my gosh, his dad's taking us. This is awesome.
You don't know why?
Don't even remember why. It wasn't personal to me.
Yeah. And you didn't get caught.
But I'm thinking – I might need to do this with my kids.
Yeah, one time because you how it stuck with you.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I might need to think about.
You can
this.
Come to my house and not tell them it's my house, and then you guys won't get in trouble.
Oh yeah, we're not driving away to Newfoundland.
We
come to Chick's house.
Oh. Wait a minute.
You have a lot of good trees.
I got a couple of trees. Yeah. Yeah. That's not really much that goes wrong when you toilet paper a house.
Go to Tom's house.
It's just the fun of doing.
I mean, when you egg somebody's house, that's a pain in the ass.
What if the four of us did Tom's house?
Oh, he's got security cameras. You know he does.
I don't remember how to get to his house, actually. Plus, they do have the gate now. They do have the gate now where you got to get in. Yeah.
But you asked what could go wrong. We toilet papered.
I will tell you what will go wrong.
We toilet papered a house.
I will tell you now.
In high school, eighth grade, and we were toilet papering the house. And we got a little cocky because people started going in the front yard where the lights were.
Ooh.
In the back, it was completely dark. And I was like, no, man, don't do that. So we're in the side yard, and I go, I think I hear someone. I hear someone. And then my buddy Rob was like, no, it's fine. We got this. All of a sudden, from the side door of their garage comes the dad with a gun.
Oh,
and he
my
goes,
God.
You boys see this? I'll shoot you dead. Sprinting. And this, I had a cell
phone. Where the hell did you grow up?
Fishers. This is in Fishers.
He's messing with you.
And he was pissed.
Obviously.
And then, of course, we hear, and I don't think it was for us, but we hear cop sirens.
Right.
And he called the he called the house of the house we were staying at. The parents like, were your kids out TPing by any chance? And the dad was cool. Like, no, I don't think it was them. And then we all got in our cars and drove away. 92 Geo Tracker peeled out of that bitch.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa, whoa, yeah. Whoa.
It took a while to get like shift into like third or fourth gear. So you'd, and then just shoot off. I'd call it the turbo boost.
See, with my little quiet car, I could, you know, turn the lights off, kind of
bob around.
That's
true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They tried my stepsister's boyfriend. She broke up with him like the night before Thanksgiving, and he tried
so she didn't have to take in TP. Thanksgiving?
Not TP. They tried to knock down their mailbox. And you know where our house is. It's on a cul-de-sac. It's not a good place to come if you're going to do it. So what they did was is they tried. So not knowing that my dad is a welder by trade, and my dad had welded our mailbox, and our mailbox post is 15 feet in the ground.
It's ridiculously strong.
It's ridiculously strong, and you're not going to be able to do anything with it. So they wrapped and tore off their bumper. Yeah, like our mailbox didn't move, completely tore off their bumper.
That is great. Yeah. Did your mailbox get knocked over before, and that's why he did that?
No, my dad knocked down a lot of mailboxes as a kid, so he did this. It's like to just prevent karma, Yeah, he was. There's no way. There's no way you could knock.
So do you think that was the kid's car, or do you think it was the parents' car that they tried?
No, it was a big hillbilly boyfriend, and I know it was his big truck.
My truck.
Itch my balls. Got my spitters.
We called them grits.
Grits.
We called them grits.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Hillbilly kids.
The guys that had the big trucks and
chewed tobacco
and spit it out in the sinks.
Skull rings in their pockets and stuff like that.
We called them grits.
We need to start chewing Red Man. Big pouches of Red Man.
Gross. That makes me want to vomit. I puked everywhere when I tried to do that one time.
We need a hobby.
We do need a hobby. That or cigars out on the deck.
The cigar room, the rompous room.
Thick, oh, that's right, the big thick cigar.
I still smell cherry skull this day. I'll puke everywhere. Ugh. I was like, yeah, I chew tobacco, whatever. And I took like a half a can, like an old thing, and just put it in my lip. And I was like, yeah.
Wasn't there like something, it was kind of like candied tobacco?
Ryan Klaus is to fault for that.
Chick, was there something that was kind of a candied tobacco? It wasn't really tobacco, but it tried to.
Beef jerky. Remember they do shredded beef jerky in a cold can?
Yes.
And
I think some of the Skoll and the Copenhagen and all that stuff is very flavored and sweet.
Very flavored.
Pemmican beef jerky was
the nicotine in there gives you a little buzz, and that's why it's so hard to get off of.
I hate a nicotine buzz. Yeah. I hate it.
I've been thinking about buying some nicotine gum. seeing what that would do.
Work it in reverse.
Yeah, see what that would build up to
cigarettes.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. I've never. Yeah,
I'm out of gum.
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, so I've got fresh, clean lungs. You know, it's not going to get me.
Yeah, no. Oh yeah, no. You got plenty of time.
I'm really curious. Is marijuana okay for your lungs? I still feel like you're smoking something.
I think it is.
Anytime you're smoking something and inhaling it in your lungs, it's not the best for it. Right. But there's just so much added stuff in cigarettes, the tar and all that stuff.
And the carpet glue.
Yeah, yeah.
they have to put carpet glue in it so it doesn't fall asleep and you just catch yourself on fire.
That's what makes it go out. Yeah, that's true. That's right. Our friend Dusty taught us that.
I've always had this fantasy of, let's say Jeff did me wrong and I wanted to blow something up at his place and have a fuse and put it in a cigarette and cut the filter off.
Oh, yeah.
Who comes light up it with scenarios
and
like
light
this?
It and then just, you know, drive off and then however long it takes to get to the fuse and then
what cartoons have you been watching?
I think we should all be very worried.
I would be worried. Do you guys want to hear my Pinterest boards?
Oh yeah.
I know. I would be excited.
I have a Pinterest board, but I don't have anything on it other than when you send me stuff, it gets added to my board.
So you create a board.
You create a board.
How many boards do you have?
So it's actually just
currently,
like a board at a grocery store and people put stuff up.
I don't know how many boards they call it, a Pinterest board?
It's like maybe you have a cookie board and you have different kinds of cookies.
Right. So like I said before, I have a board. Like I said, my most recent one is gender reveal. That's not a fun name. And I have one that says my niece, which... You know, because I have my sister-in-law's having a girl. And then I have one that's Halloweeny, because weenie's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then I have one called All Up in That Brunch. So it's all brunch stuff. Uh-huh. I have Into Kitchen, which it's things I want to do to my kitchen to make my kitchen bigger. Boudoir.
So that means knocking out a wall?
I want to knock out another wall, yeah. I have soup for me. These are different soup recipes.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah.
We're almost in soup season.
I know. I'm pretty excited. Please.
Don't get her started it's on begun. How much she likes soup.
I would eat soup every day. It's my favorite my of all the things. Here we go. Get my garden on. All my stuff for my garden.
Mm-hmm.
How many boards do you have?
I don't know. But I'm not reading all of them. YouTubing. That's stuff for Caitlin and I.
Uh-huh.
Hot old guys. All pictures of hot old guys.
Yes.
Can I see one of them?
Can you see one of
them? I want to just see one hot old guy.
Okay, hold on.
And it can't be Tom Arnold.
It's not Tom Arnold. This guy.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get it. What?
Not a big fan of the pink pants.
Feel like a Wild West.
Yeah, not a fan of that guy.
Like a Wild West
guy. You
guys
want a better one? Let me find a better one. Oh, here, you like this one. He's good.
That's a hot old guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you that. See? Hot old guy.
Hot old. That was.
Man. This has been hot old guys.
I have one that's it's healthy yoni. Your yoni is your vagina.
Whoa. Healthy yoni?
Yeah, a healthy yoni, like things to do to
How
make
do you
your
spell
vagina.
Yoni?
Y-O-N-I.
Like
that's some sort of, it comes from something, yeah.
Yoni, like, your yoni is your, that's your, that's your.
Is it like Italian for vagina?
No, I think
can
it's.
Can I say that?
No, I think you can, you can say Italian, okay?
Yeah.
We call them mushki.
Mushkis?
Mushki something?
Yoni, like a yoni egg? Do you know what a yoni egg is? You guys shut up. Mm-mm. The yoni egg is like it's a crystal. It's a rock or it's a polished healing rock or crystal, but you put it up in your yoni and you squeeze around it and it's like exercises for your yoni.
You have to have that to do the exercise?
No, but it's it's like when you start doing reps with a bar and you start adding weight. Once you've done enough reps with no yoni egg, you add the yoni egg.
What do you do with the egg when you're done?
You let it come out and then you wash it and put it in its air in its hiding spot. I don't know.
Hey Jeff, can you wash my?
Can you wash my?
Of course, yeah. Hand wash. You got to hand wash it.
Well, I think
we'll
you
use wool light on that.
Yeah.
It's and so anyway, that's one of my boards.
Let's go back to hot old guys. That's something better.
I'll have what she's having. That's all different recipes that I like.
Oh, I thought it was.
No. It's not
better ways to orgasm.
Yeah, sure.
No, I don't have that board. I have one that's cake. So it's like a yell and then cake, different cakes.
Okay.
Good news chairs because I redo chairs instead of bad news bears. It's good news chairs.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Once you explain it, I buy it.
Yeah, I'm sold.
Bad news bears, good news chairs.
Yeah, I like it.
Grown up party. That's parties for grown ups. Prints, patterns, and puppies. These are like Purple textiles thing. And pictures of puppies, and that's all. Blow the stink off ya. These are things we can do outside. Kiddos Banditos. Those are for stuff for the kids.
Mexican toys.
Yoga and shit. That's like things to.
I think, yeah, I got that one.
Self explanatory. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Party on Wayne. That's another party board. I don't know what's the difference between those.
Do you party a lot?
I don't know, but okay. I have dreams.
There's a lot of
parties.
Party boards.
Yeah, a lot of party boards.
A lot of party boards.
She's all set if she starts a party.
Yeah, if you start a party, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of it, guys.
Is there a picture of Chick and the hot old guys?
No, he's not on Pinterest. You're not. There's no Pinterest pictures. I could load a picture.
So
of him.
Is there things that as you do you follow other people?
Uh-huh, I do.
And if they have a hot old guys thing, it'll say, "Hey, have you checked out this hot old guy?"
Yeah, there's suggestions.
Okay.
Well, that's the basis of the whole thing.
Yeah, I just don't know
take
how
take out the term hot old guys and put in
but if you
delicious
have your,
cupcakes.
But if you have your own like boards, how does that maybe just I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like you have some unique boards, you know, about your yoni or whatever it was called.
It's a yoni.
Yoni.
There's lots of women that have yonis, and maybe they don't know that they need to take care of their yoni better.
But do they call it a yoni?
Yoni is a very common term.
Really?
Yes. Huh. It's much more common than vagina. Well, I don't know about that.
Okay, I think that's a very outrageous statement.
That's a big,
it's more common.
Kind of a big leap there. I think who's more common than yoni, right?
Hoo-ha?
A who or a hoo-ha?
Your hoo-hoo? That's what we called it when I was little.
Yeah.
But now I say the technical terms at home. Just because I just prefer them to the other things.
Noni?
My youngest daughter
noni.
Always...
We don't call it noni. We just say vagina because I don't want any... There's no reason, vagina or penis, for it to be like... Like a noni? Like that makes it sound like it's bad. Like a no-no area?
My youngest daughter always called it.
It sounds like a vagina.
And would always whisper it with an F. She'd always pronounce it with an F and whisper it.
Vagina.
Well, the way you say it, Jess, it almost sounds like a pasta.
Vagina?
No.
Yoni?
Yoni.
A yoni? A yoni? Got a nice, yoni for Joel.
A nice yoni.
A nice sauce on that?
The yoni exactly. Comes with a nice red sauce once a
That's
week.
That's enough. It's a month.
Once a month. Sorry. My girlfriend's been lying to me.
That's funny.
Chick, do you remember Yanni?
Sure.
Was he?
He was boyfriend with Linda Evans. Right?
You've never heard
That's
of him.
That's a yoni egg.
You don't know a Yanni song, but you know all. You've heard of him, right?
Yeah. Yanni. I
found out this week that Yanni's Greek for John, and Yorgi is Greek for George.
Mm-hmm. Petros is Greek for feet.
Here's his most popular song.
What are we basing? Oh, is this like according to iTunes?
According to Spotify.
It's the most downloaded?
One Man's Dream.
What does he play? Does he play piano, I guess?
I guess.
No, he's an instrumentalist. He doesn't just play the piano.
Oh, there's no words?
No.
I knew that.
What's his name? What's the song called?
One Man's Dream.
It's Jake.
Which, that's going to be the toughest thing is...
Naming
an instrumental song. Mm. I mean, he just...
Mm.
You know?
Who's the guy that played the saxophone?
Kenny G.
Yeah, see, I think I used to get them mixed up. They look alike, too, don't they?
I think Kenny Jeans.
Kenny Jeans.
Get yourself a pair. Kenny Jeans. No, his Songbird, probably. Don't you think Songbird by Kenny G is the most most recognizable instrumental of all time? Songbird. When you hear it, you'll go, oh, yeah.
No, this isn't the one.
Yeah, this
sounds like the beginning of a scary movie.
Oh, yeah, it gets into it.
Tonight on a very special Young and the Restless.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Here we go. Here it comes.
Yeah. See, it should start with that.
Everybody knows that. Yeah. Everybody knows this song.
I'm with you.
That's good. Yeah, I know this song.
How do you sing in the car with this?
You just close your eyes and steer off into a telephone pole. That's what you do.
What about Larry Carlton, Minute by Minute? That's my favorite instrumentalist, I think.
Really?
Larry Carlton.
Well, Larry's good, yeah.
I love Larry.
Yeah, Larry.
I think Larry had a car wreck and broke his arm and they had to reset it. Oh, no, that's Les Paul. Never mind.
What song, Chick?
Minute by minute.
Ooh. The Doobie Brothers song, he does an instrumental.
You did it in a minute. That's Hall & Oates. Sorry. I'll stop talking, everyone.
I didn't think there was a Hall & Oates song. I didn't know. What is it called?
Did It in a Minute, I think is.
Did It in
called.
A Minute?
Yeah.
You're foolish.
Minute. No, I'm being serious.
I think she's right on that.
No, I'll look it up. Well, he's looking that up. I'm looking this up. Did It in a Minute.
What about,
do you guys ever want to go back and look at the history, what you've searched in the last 2 hours? He just looked up Yoni Egg before, and now he's doing a Hall & Oates song.
Hall & Oates, iTunes, Did It in a Minute.
Here it is.
Is this it?
No, this is Minute by Minute.
Larry Carlton.
And it's a Doobie Brothers song? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know this.
That's what I do in the car.
Really?
Is this Larry Carlton or is
this...
this is Larry. Oh, here it comes. Yeah. There he is.
Words.
Here it comes. Saturday morning baking party music. That's what this is.
This is... I feel like instrumental music's like the stepkid of music. Like, you're like, no. I always prefer something else.
And then the old argument, is it a song or is it a piece of music? Or is a song a piece of... Never mind.
But you can always sing your own lyrics to how you're feeling. You know what I mean? You ever do that?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's all I hear.
All right, this is a Jeff Vibbert request here.
No, not a live.
I love a live version. Give me a live version. No.
Oh, yeah.
But do you recognize this now?
Did what, though, in a minute?
Whatever you're doing.
Not anything good happens in a minute.
No, fuck you up. That's what happened.
Rice? Minute rice? No.
Okay, I stand corrected. Minute rice is delicious. You're right.
I thought there's minute brown rice. Mm-hmm. It still takes like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
This is... What is that guy saying? Office Space?
This is horrible.
I would never know this. I would never know this.
Wait to the chorus.
Yeah, I would know this song because every fucking Hall & Oates song sounds the same.
Hey!
This sounds just like the opening of Bosom Buddies.
It looked like it, too.
That's a Billy Joel song.
Close enough.
I wonder how Billy and Daryl and John feel about that.
That's the best part of the song. That's it. Over.
Yeah.
No, you make the
same.
Daryl Hall and John Oates begin and end with "You Make My Dreams Come True." That's the only song you can
have.
No,
I love all of them.
Rich Girl?
No.
Yes. Give me some Rich Girl.
Just because they say a bitch.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because we could cuss.
What'd you say? Beginning and ends with what, chick? You make my dreams come true.
Oh, yeah.
That's number one.
You can rely on my old man's money.
It's a bitch girl. Oh, it's a bitch girl. That's what he said.
I think he eventually does.
Anyway. He did right there.
Oh, he did say bitch there? Okay.
Yeah. He's a bitch.
You know, I met John Oates.
Mm-hmm. You were in a parade with him.
I had to apologize because they misspelled his name on the car.
Yeah.
Bunch of idiots. See, what song was this in? A movie. It was in
movies. It's in a lot of movies.
Oh, that's good. Had
3 Men and a Baby.
When I want you, that might be hard to handle. Let the angle of the dangle.
Don't you feel like if you were in any movie, like you could walk to this song and just look like a badass?
Yeah.
Carrying a can of paint.
Is that what he's doing?
No, it was a Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What song was that?
Staying Alive.
Oh, that's right.
Which was what you're supposed to
that's how you
CPR to.
Yeah. Make somebody not die.
Make somebody not die.
Or unless you're Tim Tebow, you just, you know, touch him.
He didn't keep that guy alive.
Oh, he did?
No, he didn't.
No, he just prayed over him.
And he's alive.
He was just hanging out.
He wasn't dead to begin with.
Or are we all...
Did he fall off the...
I don't know what happened. I just saw the post on Barstool that the man had a seizure.
I think he had a seizure. That's all that happened.
Did he fall?
I thought he had a seizure and fell. Yeah, but I don't know.
I don't know either. I just thought it was cool that he did that, and, you know, seizures mean something to me, and so I thought it was nice that he did it. I'm not making light of his religious beliefs.
He's a good guy.
No, he is a good guy, but I don't know why... The media around him wants to – basically, it's the typical thing of they want to build him up so if something goes wrong, they can then, you know, burn him at the stake.
Yeah, but that's all – you know what? I'd rather you make a big fuss of him being a decent human
Absolutely.
Being.
Absolutely.
So I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. And the other thing is that he's, you know – I can't imagine standing tall in religious beliefs right now. And, I mean, I can't imagine the shit he catches.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't know why he hasn't been successful in the NFL just because he can't be a quarterback. Like, he could be an H-back or a tight end hybrid or
For sure.
something like that.
Especially right? a tight end. Yeah.
He can catch the ball, I'm sure.
Because I think it's his own personal. He doesn't want to.
Maybe
he doesn't
so.
Want to do that.
It's right? a tough yeah. sport.
Yeah.
You got to be a little crazy to play it.
Chopper's coming. They're loaded.
FBI. Oh, Is God.
That, you guys can hear that?
Yeah. It's a chopper.
What'd you do? Do you have weed plants in your backyard?
Is that red or am I being silly?
Way to go, narc.
No, yeah. I'm only saying that because you have this uninhabited jungle in your backyard that you
My girls love the my girls love Chipmunk Village and I'm really struggling with touching it.
I know, but here's the thing. We also decided that there was something in there that was making your girls poop all over the house.
And vomit.
So we should probably clear
monkey,
the area.
Monkey yacked 2 nights ago, right?
Oh. Gosh, is there any sound that makes you more nervous? Like you just grab it, you're like, get out of the house!
Yeah, I know. I grabbed her and talked, but she yacked right underneath this.
Throw him on the hardwood.
Chandelier.
Throw him on the hardwood.
She's going to shit herself. That would have been a real mess.
Oh, gosh.
When a dog poops, yeah.
You were going to say when you do.
That too.
When you have to poop and throw up, you have like food poisoning? No? Just me? Okay.
Two eggs is no two eggs is no waiting? Oh, yeah. I've done that.
Mm-mm.
Yak in the sink and while you're sitting on the toilet.
Well, I'm not that tall. I couldn't reach that far.
I'm long-waisted. I've already covered that.
Here you can do that?
No, probably not here. No.
You'd have to go in the shower because your shower's right there.
Oh, yeah. You can go in the shower and a curl
up.
Well,
you can do whatever you want in there. Yeah. Do it all.
Addie won't throw up in the toilet. She only throws up in the downstairs sink where the garbage disposal is because she goes, I'm not putting my face that close to the toilet. That's gross.
That's smart.
That makes sense.
I know.
I've been throwing up in toilets all these years.
Mm-hmm.
And I put lemon juice down the garbage disposal so it doesn't stink while she's puking.
Well, I was like, yeah, that's where the food is, though, in the garbage disposal. There's food things nearby.
Oh, no.
In the sink.
Yeah, but they're all leaving. Clean. They're not like she's throwing up in the pantry.
You're not eating out of your sink.
No, but it's closer to the... I'm going to lose this argument.
Oh, yeah.
So...
I would rather have my face in the garbage disposal than my face in the shitter.
Yeah.
Is the point.
It's pretty clean, I bet. Though.
You know, there's something has to be. Your shitter's pretty clean. Comparable to Mr. Obvious. There has to be something for Jason, Mr. Practical.
Mr. Practical.
I contend.
There he is.
We were talking about.
Here he comes now.
Mr. Ken Bone.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that he may be a Bob and Tom listener.
Is that true?
He was in St. Louis. And I bet I bet he was a big Mr. Obvious fan.
Because he looked like Mr. Obvious?
Well, it's because most people are big.
Or because he looks like Chick in 1990.
I think he would get that.
That's an insult.
You know, I wondered when it was going to come around. No one has mentioned it yet. No one has picked up
Bad
a picture
jazz.
From me.
Bad
no one has picked up a picture of me in like 89, 90, 91 with the bad mustache.
Just one with you in a red sweater.
And
I'm looking.
Lord help us.
We're finding it.
Yeah.
There's a whole box of pictures in your garage.
You know how kids.
And that's where they're going to stay.
Mm-hmm. You know how this doesn't happen in my house, but how there'll be pictures of your kid maybe the first year, month one, month two, or kindergarten, and then they really keep up on it. We should have one of him over the last 25 years.
I wonder if you could do a flip book and it would be like, it would just like, at one point, it would just be like, stop being the old chick and start being the new chick. Because even when you started your transformation into being handsome, I don't even know when that happened.
Your thoughts, Jeff?
You guys all know it's true. This isn't
new
information.
No, 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 I don't know. No, 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 I know. But we like it when you say it.
That's a nice fern we have. Like, I like
that's not a fern.
Okay.
You know it. That's true.
Here's the problem.
You can't... Your feelings are hurt because you used to be unattractive.
My feelings aren't hurt at all. I'm glad I'm this chick instead of that old chick for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, see?
The word transformation, though, anymore...
Transformation into handsome?
No. You mean like transgender or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That word has kind of been tainted.
If you're not watching Atlanta on FX from Donald Glover, you are missing
Roy
the boat.
Roy said it was like the best episode
it
of anything ever.
It is unbelievably wonderful.
Okay.
Where they do you watch it on? Do you watch it on Netflix or where do you watch
FX?
It?
FX.
Oh, it's on FX. I'm sorry.
Tape it to I don't know if they... Well, there's FX
sure,
on demand,
can I get your,
I bet.
Can I get your DirecTV?
Yes,
yeah, let me tell you something. The FS1 or the Fox Sports Go app, the best sports watching app out there.
Oh, yeah.
Way better than watch ESPN.
Huh.
Because the only way I could watch some of the Cubs game recently.
Oh, go Cubs.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I'm a Cubs fan. I have a quarter zip. I have a hat.
You do?
I have a
When did you purchase these?
Last season.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday?
Sure.
Well, as long as it wasn't yesterday.
This is the only bandwagon I've jumped on.
And that's fine. And if you jumped on it last year, good. Then you were ahead of the curve.
If you jumped on it after 1942, you're fine.
I've been a Cubs fan in 1942.
Interesting. It's been how many years since they won a championship?
Well,
106?
108.
108. You know how many stitches?
Was 42 their last appearance?
Yeah.
Oh,
possibly.
Okay.
Do you know how many stitches are on a baseball?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I read that. Yeah, I read the same
There's
thing.
There's one stitch for every year that the Cubs didn't win. There are no more
we
stitches.
We are hurtling left. Toward, we are to a Cubs, Indians, and the Indians haven't won a World Series since 48 or something.
Ever.
No,
oh.
Yeah, 48.
That would make the best story. It would make the best story.
So do you guys want to... Do you want to bet that that's exactly what's going to fucking happen because it's already been predetermined? Sorry, sports fans everywhere.
We talked about the NFL.
Yes.
And this, I think there, sometimes we think, oh, there's no way. I think if they were in cahoots when kind of creating a script, then the Manning brothers would have played a Super Bowl against one another, and that never happened.
Mm.
So that kind of nixes that conspiracy theory to me.
Okay.
Because think how huge would that have been.
Right, right.
To have the Manning brothers playing against. Instead, we got the freaking Harbaugh brothers coaching against one another.
They might want to get Peyton on the Giants coaching staff. Eli's having a rough one.
Peyton's taking this year off, and then he's going to do something for next season, right?
Did you see where they asked the little Peyton, what's his name?
Cooper?
No, the other one. The one that plays football.
Eli?
Eli. They asked him, I guess the little Manning, not the little Peyton. Yeah. But they said something about, what's his name? Never mind. You know what? The story's
pointless. Odell Beckham Jr.?
Odell Beckham Jr. They asked him about that, and he said, he's like, as long as we're having fun, as long as we're having fun, everything be fine. Well, we're having fun. And I was like, what the fuck does that have to do with
that? Well, he's right.
I know. That's true. I mean, he's like, as long as we're just having a good time, everybody's having fun.
Just going to have a fun time. Have a damn nice time.
You were talking about the Cubs winning the World Series. There's a guy, I just saw this story today. There's a guy who, his grandpa passed away, but he still texts his grandpa's phone number before Cubs games.
For good luck?
For good luck. And someone else has the number, and he's like, grandpa, they got to score some runs, this piece of shit team. And the guy's like, hey, wrong number. And then the next game, he's like, grandpa, the fucking Cubs blew it that game. He's like, wrong number, I'm not your grandpa.
Oh, no.
He still texts him every time.
This really happened?
Really happened, yeah. There's screenshots of it. I saw it online. Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. That's like Dog 911.
Yes.
What's Dog 911?
Oh, Dog 911 is the best thing. Dogs are hot right now. Dogs are hot in comedy.
Dog 911, can I help you? Dog. Yeah, my ball's under the couch. Dog 911, did you try barking at it? Dog. Yeah.
Is this true?
Dog 911. Dog 911. Oh, my God. Dog. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's awesome.
My ball's under. Oh, it's like text from dog. Remember that?
That was good. I remember that, really that one. Funny.
They put a book out of those, I think.
Oh, God. That's so honey. Honey will lose. Like, she will move furniture to get her ball. Like, loses her mind.
Balls are a big deal.
Balls are a big deal.
Balls are a big damn deal.
We're going to go out on a somewhat obscure.
Because you're a rich girl.
Can
and
I?
It's gone.
I'm supposed to name the tune?
Hold on.
That one was Hall & Oates.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, this was this.
I have no idea what this is. Thank you for listening to the Chick McGee Show. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. JeffEbert.com.
Thank you.
I'm not sure.
Tell me that's not Hall & Oates.
I feel like this should be called like Electric Body.
This is sort of a...
Is
one
this
of those,
Three Hearts and the Happy Ending Machine or something?
No, it's called Your Imagination.
Ooh.
It's one of those guilty pleasure songs.
That's not like Electric Body at all.
Electric Body?
I just felt like that... I don't know. I felt like this was, that's the name of the song. It should be called Electric Body.
Get my ass! Get my ass! Get my ass!
Let's check out background vocals. I think this is the hook here.
Get my ass, get my
ass. Oh, wait, no. No. Man, I hate it. Songs used to do that. Nowadays, they get to the hook quicker.
It's because they have less lyrics.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
What instrument are they?
Which one?
Synthesizer.
I figured
you cats.
Make it stop. Make it stop.
I figured you'd like this.
Oh. This has been the Chick McGee Show, a Podcast One presentation.
Good night, everybody!
Earn 4 times gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows 2 of the 3 people who were killed that day.
I have lost 3 great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates. who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Hyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.